Okay, so before we get started, you know, I think we should say that our learning tonight, and I really think for the rest of the Masechta, should be L'zecha Nishmas Bershon Bach, who was, you know, Bershon Bach was one of the members of the Chabur, was here last Tuesday night, right here at the table. One of the members of the Chabur was Nifter this past Thursday, and you see, look at Morty posted a picture on the of him on the website. He was here on Tuesday. He was here last Tuesday right before Purim. He was at the Shir. So
he was here last Tuesday.
He was here last Tuesday at the table. He's right there, that seat, down there.
Oh, okay.
So you know, our learning should be L'zech Nishmaso. He had a sudden situation and passed away very quickly. It was very, very, very sad.
Went to New York, the end of...
So my brother-in-law, he's from Staten Island. My brother-in-law, Morty Goldenberg, is from Staten Island and was like a Ben Bias by them growing up. And he flew to New York this evening to be Menachem Avil, the family.
Did he pass away here?
He lived in Hillsborough by the, Deerfield Beach, Century Village, and he would drive from Deerfield Beach here every week to join us for the Chabur. So... You know, our learning, he really enjoyed being at these shiurim, and our learning should be the Zechon Shmaso. So, his son-in-law, Kovi Wagner, and his daughter is friends of mine for many, many years. And his other son-in-law, he's got, again, Rabbi Penner is the dean of Ritz, of YU. Rabbi Penner is married to the daughter of Bershon Bach. His son-in-law. So it's a chashuv family, a special person who we were able to know. I got to know well over the last number of months since he's been joining us for brachos from the beginning, pretty much. So again, we'll continue to learn, you know, zechus, zech nishmaso, right? Lil nishmaso. No, not at all. Not at all. It was unexpected, sudden, unfortunately. So the family is sitting shiva now, so okay, we should be stronger in our learning of Torah, again as the chutz. Okay, so we're going to start from the two dots in the bottom of Chaf Vav Mabez. Okay, so the two dots on the bottom, where it says Rav Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Shav. Now, before we jump back into this, I want to just go through for clarity the Zmanim Hayom. Don, you'll make sure I'm like don't miss anything. So the Zmanim from beginning to end, because we're going to be discussing back and forth different times, we got to know where the markers are. So of course, the morning starts with Netzach Chama, and in theory, we should say the best of Atikin say their Krishma, they finish Krishma with the Netzach Chama, so they can be Somach Gula Tzila, they can Dab Nishma, say right with the beginning of Netzach Chama. That's the Vatikin. That's the earliest you should be, you know, properly saying, and the optimal time to probably say the Krishma. Okay. The next step in the process is, you know, when is it that the latest you could say your tefillah? The latest you can daven shacharis. The latest you can daven shacharis. We're going to start at the bottom of Chaf Vav Amud Beis. We're just doing an introduction just to get all the Zman Hayom right. So the latest you can say shacharis, according to Yehuda, is the fourth hour of the day. And the perfect day, that would be, we say, you know, the day starts at 6 a.m. and it's 6 p.m., so the fourth hour would be 10 o'clock. So that's the fourth hour of the day. And according to the next opinion, the Chachamim, it's until midday. So Chatzos, until midday, the sixth hour of the day. Okay, that's how late the Shacharis. What about Mincha? So the earliest you can daven Mincha is called Mincha Gedola. Mincha Gedola is the 6.5 hour of the day, or let's call it 12:30 p.m. Mincha Gedola, why is it called Mincha Gedola? Because that is the earliest they ever could bring the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. The afternoon Korban Tamid could bring as early as 6.5 hours. When was that? So in Yom Diyoma, that was shechted at the 6.5 hour when it was Erev Pesach Shechal Yosbe Erev HaShabbos. And they had to really get things done early. So in that situation, they would shecht the Korban Tamid, because the Korban Tamid on that day had to be shechted and brought before the Korban Pesach could be started. They needed a lot of time to make sure everyone got the Korban Pesach and an Erev Shabbos home in time for with their Korban Pesach. So therefore, they would shecht it at the 12.5 hour. That is called the 6.5 hour of the day, and that's called Mincha Gedola, the earliest you can have Mincha. When is the time that we call Mincha Ketana? That is the 9.5 hour of the day, or let's call it 3:30 p.m. not on the perfect day, 9.5 hour of the day. Why is it called Mincha Ketana? Because that is the typical time, the daily time they would bring, actually, the Makriv, the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. when would they actually bring as a korban on a normal day? At the ninth and a half hour of the day, which we call Mincha Katana. What's Plaga Mincha? So from the nine and a half hour of the day, Mincha Katana, until the end of the day, there's 2.5 more hours. So from 9.5 until the end of the day would be 12 hours, right? 12 hours of daylight. So the end of the day would be 2.5 more hours. So that 2.5 hour time period, if you divide it into two pieces, it's called plag. Plag means to cut in half. So it's plag. There's 2 1-hour and 15-minute segments, 2.5 hour block from 9.5 hour until the 12th hour. The first, when you get the 1.25 hours in, which would be, just to be clear, 10 hours and 3/4 of the day, which would be 4:45 p.m., that is called Plag HaMincha. Rabbi Yehuda says that you have until Plag HaMincha to daven mincha every day. That's still daytime. After Plag HaMincha, that's really night already. It's the big, close to night. That's nighttime, and that's when he says you can daven Maariv, but not Mincha. Okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Chachamim say that you can daven Mincha all the way until the very end of the day, until the 12th hour of the day, which would be 6 p.m. on a perfect day, which is Shkia. That's the sunset. That's the end of the day. According to the Chacham, you can daven Mincha until Shkia, and then Maariv after Shkia. When is Maariv? All night long. You can daven Maariv the whole night. Okay. What about the Korban Musaf? So the Chum's opinion is that the Korban Musaf can be brought all day long, anytime during the day. Rabbi Yehuda said that the Korban Musaf has to be brought by the seventh hour of the day. Okay, 1 hour after Chatzos, 1 hour after midday, seventh hour of the day. Okay, so Netzach Chama, sunrise. The next time point is going to be the fourth hour of the day. That's going to be the time at which you have to say Shachris, the point of Yehuda. Chatzos Hayom is the point in time which you have to say Shachris, Davin Shachris, according to the Chachamim. The next time point is the seventh hour, next time point is going to be the sixth and a half hour of the day. That's called Mincha Gedola. That's the time the earliest everyone agrees you could daven Mincha. The next time point is the seventh hour of the day. The seventh hour of the day, or 1 p.m., that is when Rabbi Yehuda says you can, up until then, daven Musaf. Okay, the next time point of the day is the ninth and a half hour of the day, 3:30 p.m. That is called Mincha Kitana. That is when they typically brought the Korban Tamid. From Mincha Ketan until the end of the day, Shkia, there's a 2.5 hour window. Half of that time, plag of the Mincha, plag of that time, which is 10 hours and 3/4, 4:45 p.m., that is until the latest time you could daven Mincha according to Rav Yehuda. So the end of the day, sunset, is when you could daven Mincha according to Chachamim. Okay?
Everything is proportionate
to the actual hours of the day. We take whatever the actual number of hours of sunlight and divide by 12, and those are called Shaot Zmaniot, the halachic hours of the day. So on we use the perfect day, which is 6 a.m. sunrise, 6 p.m. sunset, just to give an easy example. But yes, if the sun rises earlier than 6 a.m. or it sets later than 6 p.m., you take those number of hours, which could be up 14 hours, 15 hours, some parts of the country, right, it's even longer or shorter, much shorter. You take that and divide by 12, and you get your halachic hours. But the numbers are the same. Okay, so with all that in mind, okay, I wish I had like some big board behind me with all of these different times. We're going to now get, you can jump into the Gemara now. If you want to have that, the rest is going to be pretty straightforward. So Ibailu, we asked the following question. You just said, Ad Arba Shos, you can daven Shachris of the morning until the fourth hour of the day. So the Gemara asks, Ibailu, Ad V'ad Bichlal, do we mean that you can daven up to the fourth hour and including the fourth hour? Which would mean, or do we say, Odoma Ad V'lo Ad Bichlal, or not including the fourth hour? Up to it, but not including, to be clear. 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., that's the first hour. 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., that's the second hour. 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the perfect day is the third hour. So is Rabbi Yehuda saying until the fourth hour, meaning until the beginning of the fourth hour, which would be until 9 a.m., or until the end of the fourth hour, which would be until 10 a.m.? That's the question. Ad, the ad bichlal, including the fourth hour, until 10 a.m., or not including the fourth hour, up until it, but not including it, that's ad v'lo ad bichlal. Okay, that's the Gemara's question. Gemara tries to bring a proof. Tashema. We say, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in our Mishnah, Ad Plaga Mincha. You could daven Mincha until the time of Plaga Mincha, which we said was the midpoint of the last 2.5 hours of the day, which would be 4:45 p.m. So, Iyamris Bishloma, now we're assuming what he means is the last block, there's two halves of that part, of that 2.5 hours a day. So, the second half, meaning from 4:45 p.m. until 6 p.m., the end of the day, so that's Plaga Mincha. So, Yehuda says you could daven Mincha until Plaga Mincha. So Iyamis Bishloma Ad V'lo Ad Bichlal, that would make sense to review the Shita if it means up to but not including. I mean, you could daven mincha up to plaga mincha, but not the time period of plaga mincha, not the second entire piece. You could daven mincha up until 4:45 p.m., but not mincha until the end of that time period, because when's the end of the second half of the plaga mincha? Sunset. That'd be 6 p.m. And what's the problem with that? That would be iffy. That would be the shita of the chachamim. The chachamim hold you could daven mincha until the very end of the day. If Rabbi Yehuda is saying that you could daven until the end of the time of plaga mincha, that would seem to say he's saying you could daven mincha until the same 6 p.m. That's the same shita of the chachamim, but they're arguing. So the Gemara says it would make sense. B'shloma, it would make sense. Yamris ad v'lo ad b'chal. The Yehuda means until plaga mincha until 4:45 p.m. But not including the time period of between 4:45 p.m. and 6 p.m., not including that time. Then we have a real machlokas between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rav Yehuda says 4:45, and the Chachamim say 6 p.m. They say the end of the day. But if you say it means not including the time period, Rav Yehuda hainu rabbanan. If it means the time from 4:45 until 6 is included in the time you're allowed to daven mincha, according to Rav Yehuda, well, he's the same exact shita as the Chachamim. So it must be, according to that, ad, the lo ad b'chlal. The lo ad b'chlal. So Gemara says, wait a second. Wait. Ela mai. What are you trying to suggest? That we should understand Rav Yehuda as ad, the top line and second of Chaf Zayin and Madal. Ela mai. You're trying to suggest ad, the lo ad b'chlal, that we should understand Rav Yehuda whenever he says until, for it to mean ad, the lo ad b'chlal, until but not including, if that's true, then we have a problem, because Ema Seifa we have at the very end of our Mishnah, which we had learned, V'shal Musafin Kol Yom, the Chacham Olde, you can daven Musaf all day long. Rav Yehuda Omer Ad Sheva Shalos, you can daven Musaf until the seventh hour of the day. Now let's understand for a second. We're about to suggest that Rav Yehuda is saying Ad Zilo Ad B'chal, not including. So we're saying up to the seventh hour, but not including the seventh hour. Tell me, when is up to but not including the seventh hour of the day? Midday. The end of the sixth hour of the day is chatzos hayom, noon. So what we're really saying is that up to the seventh hour be until noon, just to have that in your mind, okay? So the Gemara says, wait a second, Vitanya, we have in the Braisa, it says as follows in the Braisa, hayu lifana shtei tfilos, so the person has at the simultaneous moment two tfilos to daven, achas shol musaf, he has to daven musaf, he hasn't daven musaf yet. The achas shol mincha, and he also has to daven mincha, which he has not davened either. So the Braisa says, mispal shol mincha, you should daven. The first opinion is daven mincha first. Like, what should you do? You have mincha and you have musaf. The first opinion is daven mincha. V'achar kach shal musaf. And then daven musaf. Why? Famous is the line, shazu tadira v'zayna tadira. Tadir v'zayna tadir. Tadir kodem. You have mincha is a much more common tefillah than musaf. So you should daven mincha first and then musaf afterwards. Was Rabbi Yehuda come along? Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda omer mispal shal musaf v'achar kach shal mincha. No. You don't daven mincha first, daven musaf first. Why? Very practical issue. Shazo veret, v'zoino veret. One's going to pass you by. If you wait a little bit too long, you might miss the time for musaf because it's going to end by the seventh hour.
Yeah.
Mincha, you have all the rest of the day. So you have plenty of time in the day to daven mincha later. We're more concerned practically that you get everything in than to worry about tadir v'shena tadir. Okay, that's for Yehuda. So now, let's understand this price stuff. So e amrit v'shloma ad v'ad b'chlau. I can understand that if Rav Yehuda, when he said until the seventh hour, musaf, meant ad v'ad b'chal, meaning including the seventh hour, which would be until 1 p.m., then hainu d'mishkachas lu shtei tfilos v'had yadadi, then you can have two davening, two tfilos, at the same time. What does that mean? It's very easy. At 12:30 p.m., let's take this example. Rav Yehuda says you could daven musaf, as we're suggesting, until the end, ad v'ad b'chal, until the end of the seventh hour, which means until 1 p.m. You're now at 12:30 p.m., which is called Mincha Gedola. You at this moment, at 12:30 p.m., have two tefillos that you could potentially daven. Musaf, and now Mincha. So that's the Gemara, that's exactly this price of discussion. Which should you do first? But wait a second. Eli Amris Ad V'lo'a B'chlal, but the Gemara says, if you, however, interpret Rav Yehuda to mean that you can daven until, but not including the seventh hour, not including the seventh hour, which would mean you can only daven Musaf until the end of the sixth hour, which means until Chatzos Hayom, until noon, 12 p.m., right? You can't have any situation where Musaf and Mincha could both be davened at the same time. Why? Because Mincha only starts at 12:30. And Musaf ends at noon, according to this interpretation. If you say Ad Vilo Ab B'chlal, Rav Yehuda is basically saying you can daven Musaf until noon. and mincha can't start till 12:30. So is there ever a time, a situation where you could be potentially davening mincha and musaf at the same time, such that the braisa had to have a whole machlokas of which you should do first? No, there's no such case. So rather, what must be the understanding? Rav Yehuda must mean ad ve'ad b'chal. Ve'ad b'chal, to include the seventh hour, meaning musaf can be davened until 1 p.m. And therefore, the rest of the Mishnah follows suit. You should be able to daven shachas until and including the 10th hour. You should be able to daven mincha until plaga mincha, including the time of the end of plaga mincha, which is until the end of the day. We're going to have a problem with that in a second, right? That's the chachamim. But that's what we're saying at this moment. The only way to understand this braisa is to understand that he means the 7th hour and including the 7th hour, because then you have until 1 p.m. to daven musaf, and you can start davening mincha at 12:30, and between the time of 12:30 and 1 o'clock, you can imagine the person is in a scenario which you should daven first. By the way, this is halacha l'maisa. Why is it halacha l'maisa? When does it come up that we sometimes are davening very late musaf, and it's already the time of mincha, often on Simchas Torah? This is a shaila that's asked halacha l'maisa and Simchas Torah. What if you have a situation where people are davening, they're dancing a kafah is very long. They have a nice long kiddush in the shul. Here they're very... people in the room are like looking like, what are you talking about? In BRS, the shah has never come up to my knowledge because they're so efficient, right? We go Ruby, so happy, right? This does not apply in the shul. But in plenty of places I've been at, musaf is already well into the afternoon. You have to be before 1 o'clock, but it could easily be that you have at this moment a shah, should I daven mincha after my kiddush and my hakafos, or maybe I should daven musaf? The halacha l'maisa, we say that musaf, by the way.
Yeah.
We follow this opinion of Rav Yehuda and also the Tzibur. There's a lot of discussion. But there is the Achronim discussed the Shaila because of the Simchas Torah scenario.
Okay. So 8:30 here, when we start the lesson here, 8:30, that means until 9 o'clock? Only at 9 o'clock? At the end of the 8:30?
The Shir, yeah. Yes, I'm going to write, this year starts at 8:30, the law of the
Bechal. We don't understand,
we've got to be clear. We have to finish the Gemara. So let's see which it is. Okay. So the Gemara is assuming now, it says, Elamai, so what are you trying to tell me? That means, ad Bechal, that at this point we're assuming that it has to mean until and including that hour, the Kasha Resha. Then the beginning of that Mishnah was a problem because we said, Mincha ki be davened until Plaga Mincha. But Plaga Mincha means until the end of Plaga Mincha, the end of Plaga Mincha Shkia. And then Rav Yehuda Shita is the same as Chacham, and both Rav Yehuda and the Chacham are saying until Shkia. There's no machlokas there, but they are arguing. We know they're arguing. So that the Kasha Resha, that part of the mission is a problem. So he says, rather, in that case, Ma'ika Ben Rav Yehuda Rabbanan, they're saying the same thing. The Gemara answers, Mi Savris Tahai Plaga Mincha Plaga Achron Mekamer. Whoever said that when we kept saying, Rav Yehuda says, until Plaga Mincha, he meant until the second half of Plaga Mincha, meaning from 10 hours and 3/4, 4:45 p.m., until 6. Maybe he meant Plag Rishon Kamar. He meant from 3.5 hours until 4 hours and 45 minutes. I'm sorry, from 9.5 hours until 10 hours and 3/4, meaning from 3:30 p.m. until 4:45. Meaning Plag HaMincha, let's do it visually. Plag HaMincha has two segments. We're going to start, the beginning starts at 9.5 hours a day and it ends at Shkia, the 12th hour of the day, 9.5 until 12. And we're breaking those 2.5 hours up into 2 1-hour-and-a-quarter segments. Are we referring to the second segment? We assumed until now it was the second segment we were discussing. And if he means ad, the ad bechlal, he means until Shkia. Okay, or I guess I should go this way. If you're looking, and time goes this way, right? But if we're talking about the second time period, it'd be until Shkia. But if we're talking about the first time period, from 3:30 p.m. until 4:45 p.m., Rav Yehuda is actually, Gemara is now suggesting, is referring to the first time period. And he means ad the abichal. You can daven mincha during the entire first part, the first plag, the first half of the later mincha segment. Meaning, you can daven mincha from the mincha gedola, mincha katana, until 4:45 p.m. That's what he meant. Ad the abichal. To include up until the midpoint of Plaga Mincha. That's what he meant. Let's read inside. So Misav is the high Plag Mincha Plag Achron the Kamaru. Why should we assume that Yehuda meant the second half of those two halves of the Plag of the Mincha Plag Rishon the Kamaru? He rather meant the first part. The Hachi Kamaru, this is what he meant to say. Amos Nafik Plag Rishon of Ayah Plag Achrona. at the time points where the first half leaves, where you're very lost, the first half of the plague has been finished, and the time of the second has come, meaning in the midpoint, that is when you can da mincha mechinafke yud aleph shos chaserivya. When is that time point where the first half of the mincha time has passed and the second half is about to come? When's that midpoint? 10 hours and 3/4 of the day, or the way the Gemara says, 11 hours minus the quarter. Okay. All right. So that's 4:45 p.m. So again, at this point, we are saying Rav Yehuda, whenever he said until this time, he meant including that time. So again, by shacharis, by mincha, by musaf, it meant until that time and including that time. So I'm Rav Nachman. I'm Afa Nami Tanina. Rav Nachman says, we, in fact, had this, it's actually a Mishnah, which has a proof to this exact, to Rav Yehuda. We can bring a proof to Rav Yehuda. What's the proof to Rav Yehuda? From this Mishnah in Maseches Edios. So the Mishnah says, Rav Yehuda ben Bava, okay, Mishnah Edios, just stop for a second. The Mishnah is in Edios, Severvel in Edios. They talk about like Suos, Shas Katan, but Edios is like flying throughout Shas. What was Edios? Edios is where all the different Tanaim gave testimony as to what they heard as a tradition from their Rebbe as the halacha. Okay? So in Edios, it jumps. Everyone like took their turn. What do you remember from your Rebbe? What you remember is the Masorah. Everyone stood up, but they were saying things that often were eclectic all over the place. And it jumps from one topic to another, having nothing one to do with the other, even within one line of the Mishnah, as we're going to see in a second. Generally speaking, the halacha is like everything it says in the Edio. Okay, so let's quote this. So it says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said he gave the following edus. He gave the following testimony about what he has as a tradition in the Masorah lehalacha. So chamisha devarim. He stood up and said five things. Number one, shemimani mes haketana, that you would teach miun to a katana. Okay, we have to unpack this briefly. What is miun? So the Torah allows a woman who's already reached the age of bat mitzvah to get married, or before she's bat mitzvah, the Torah allowed a father to marry off her daughter who is a ketana, who is not yet reached the age of 12 of bat mitzvah. If the father is no longer alive, okay, so she is a yesoma who is a ketana, then the rabbis allowed the brother or the mother to accept her kiddushin, but that is only midrabanan. Midrabanan, not midrabanan. Midrabanan, she's not married. Midrabanan, they allowed her to be married. This was at a time period in the world, in the Jewish world, where there was some advantage to being married before the age of 12. This is not applicable nowadays, not an advantage nowadays. Okay, so there's a case where two sisters are married to two brothers, and one sister is 15 years old, let's say, or 18 years old, and one sister is 10 years old. She's under bat mitzvah. And the husband of the older sister dies. Okay? So now, remember, two sisters married to two brothers. So the brother of the younger daughter has to do yibum to that sister-in-law. Okay? Two brothers married to two sisters. The brother of the older sister dies. Now his brother, who is married to the younger sister, he has to do yibum to his sister-in-law, who was married to his brother, who was a gadola. He is married at the moment to a girl who's 10 years old. Only midrabanan. But the connection, which is called the zika, the connection of yibum, that they potentially have to do yibum until they do chalitza, is a deraisa connection. So he has a derabanan connection to his actual wife, current wife, and a deraisa connection to his sister-in-law. And there's a problem. As soon as he has that connection to his sister-in-law, he is not allowed to be married to his current wife. Because from the Torah perspective, he's only connected to that sister. And there's a halacha that your one is not allowed to be at all married to the sister of your wife in her lifetime. You cannot be married to the sister of your wife in her lifetime.
Your
sister-in-law. In your wife's lifetime, you cannot be at any time married or connected marriage-wise. And this connection that they call a zika in halacha before they've done yibar chalitza is some status that would aser, would prohibit all of the other sisters, including his own wife. So in this scenario, we teach the daughter to do miun. Miun is the escape hatch. We said that midrabanan, a brother or a mother, can marry off their daughter who is a minor, who is a katana, midrabanan. but they, because it's unfair, she had no say in the matter. When she becomes of age, bat mitzvah, she has the right to say, I want to add this marriage. She doesn't even need a guest. There's not even to be divorced. It's because we say it was never really a marriage because it was only the Rabbanan. So in this case, we teach this girl to say, I don't want to be married to this guy. So that way she could be add that marriage and she can properly do Yibum, which is Daraisa, to his sister-in-law. That is the case that he's talking about. So we teach, in this scenario, we encourage, we advise this little girl to say, I don't want part of this marriage anymore. To allow the Daraisa connection to be handled either through Yibum or Chalitza. Okay. That's
so
the first case.
So Yibum comes first.
It's an option. Yibum, yeah, Yibum is the first choice and Chalitza is the second choice.
Important.
Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara then continues. Number two case. Shemasin Esaisha Alpi Eid Echad. Number two, that woman whose husband goes away to a far land and we hear that something happened, the boat sank or the plane crashed. If you have one witness who can say that I know that your husband died, normally we need two witnesses, right, to establish something. In this case, Eid Echad Bisurin is Naman, so we can say that one witness is enough to allow a woman to be to get remarried on that testimony. We know that by shore haniskal, right? The classic case in the Torah is if an ox gores another person, a person, and kills that person, we kill the ox. So halacha, you can't have an ox. If an ox kills a person, even if it's the first time it gored someone, we kill the ox. Vashor yisakel, okay? V'gam balav yumat. It's the whole pasuk. What it means, v'gam balav yumat. This means literally means yes, the pay tashlum kofer. But you kill the animal. So too, there was once a case where a tarnagol pecked through the soft fontanelle. Thank you of a baby and pierced the brain, killed the baby, and therefore they killed the rooster in this scenario. So it does. So what he's trying to tell us is that the halacha that we kill the animal doesn't just apply to a behema gasa; it even applies to a chaya an of as well. Furthermore, val yayin ben arba'im yom shesnasi chagam izbeach. At what point in the fermenting process does it be no longer consider the grape juice and it's now considered to be fully fledged wine? The answer is after 40 days of that process. Before 40 days, it's really still in the halachic category of grape juice. Grape juice cannot be brought. It's called yayin bikito. Grape juice cannot be brought in the mezbech. You have to have yayin mezbech. So yayin is after 40 days. That's the time point. The last is our, finally our case. V'atamid shel shachar shikar ba'arba shalos. And regarding the tamid of the morning that it can be brought until the fourth hour, in the fourth hour, meaning ad v'ad b'chlal. Okay, like Rabbi Yehuda, because it can't be brought until chatzot, can be brought until and including the fourth hour. Now, I want to just point out one thing. If you look at this little, I know there's an asterisk, and then there's like this little circle that looks like a radioactive symbol or something like that, next to the al tamid, that points us, that's the sign for the Gilyan Hashas, okay, Rabbi Kiva Eger. And the Gilyan Hashas says, gives us Mari Makomos, and he says, Ayin Rashi in Mishlei, Perek Lamed Al. So it's usually the Gilyan Hashas tells us, look at, there's a Rishon, there's another Gemara, there's a Tosfos, there's another something. So it tells us, look at a Pasuk. So what's the story with this Pasuk? So I want to share with you, what is this idea that the Talmud was brought in the fourth hour? Because I have to ask you, when was the Korban Talmud really brought? The Korban Talmud was brought first thing in the morning, baboker, baboker. We learn, in fact, Zerizim Makdim in the beginning, you have to bring it first thing in the morning, right? So, they would bring it at Netzachama. So what's this with the fourth hour? So the Pasuk initially says, Divrei Lemuel Melech Masa al Yisiteo Imo. These are the words of Lemuel, the king of Masa, and his mother admonished him. Ma Briu, Ma Bar Britni, Ma Bar Nidriya, my son, he's saying, oh, the son of my womb, she's saying he's not a good kid. Al Titan Lenashim Chelech Udarchecha Limchos Melachim. You gave over your strength to women, your vigor to those who destroy kings. What is this referring to? Obviously, there's a parable, there's something unusual here. So if you look, Rashi quotes the following. It's in the Midrashim as well. Rashi says, we're talking about Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo Melech. And Rashi says, that his, we're going to see, the mother here is his mother, Bathsheba, okay? And the story is as follows. Kishitchatein im bat paro, biyom chanukas beis hamikdash. On the day of the inauguration of the beis hamikdash, which Shlomo HaMelech built, right? Shlomo HaMelech prepared everything, Shlomo HaMelech built the beis hamikdash. On the day of the inauguration of the beis hamikdash, Shlomelch also married Bas Paro. He married Bas Paro. V'hichnisalo kama mine klezemer v'neor kol halayla. She brought lots of instruments along with her, kept them up, and entertained him the whole night long. He was up all night. And because of that, he was very tired. V'yashan l'macharas ad arba shos. He slept until the fourth hour of the day, the next morning. And it says, v'hayu maftechos beis hamikdash tachas mirashosav. Where do you think he put the keys to the beis hamikdash? Under his pillow for safekeeping. And of course, no one wanted to wake up the king. So v'alosa shah shaninu, for that, he woke up at the fourth hour, and then finally they were able to bring the korban tamid only at the fourth hour of the day. So for this scenario, is what we're saying is shetz korban tamid shoshach karev, meaning it was once brought the arbishal in the fourth hour. The nichnasa imo, and his mother Basheva comes into Shlomelch and gives it to him. The hochicho amasa zeh, and she gives a lot to chacha. The Gemara says that on this day, with this whole scenario with Bas Paro, it says there was Hashem took a staff and stuck it into the island, and that is when the Roman Empire over by that part of the world, and that's when the Roman Empire started. That was the krach echa bishal Romi. That's the beginning of that destruction of Beis Mikdash. Right, the ultimate destruction was going to come through Rome at some point, the second Beis Mikdash, and it was through this Maisa Bas Paro and this whole unfortunate situation that occurred at the Chanukas Bais Rishon by Shlomo Melech. And this is the one time in history that the Korban Tamid of the morning was brought not at sunrise, but by the fourth hour of the day. Okay. Let's continue. So the Gemara says, Shema Amina, we learn from here, Ad V'chal Shema Amina. This is a conclusion. Rabbi Yehuda meant the fourth hour and including the whole fourth hour. Amrav Kanda, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Hoel V'tnan B'v'chirta Kvaseh. The halachas are Yehuda because we see that we hold like him in the Bechirta, in the best of the Mishnah. What's the best of the Mishnayos? Because here in Adios, everyone's giving testimony, la halacha, their tradition that they heard in the Mesorah. And based on this, so some say it's, Rashi says, because they were quoting the name of the Gedolim of earlier generations, they were giving testimony that we passed them like them, and that's why it's called Adios, with a tsere, Adios. However, the Tifer Yisrael, which is a commentary on the Mishnayos, he says in his introduction to the Masechta, he says in the name of his father that the way to pronounce the name of the Masechta is Idios, with a chirik, not Idios, Idios. Why? Because we are calling this Masechta the Bechirta, the best, the choicest, the best one. And in the language of Chazal, when a person has to pay for damages that he does, and he's going to pay with the field, he could pay with the best of his field, the middle, or the worst. Right, so the worst is the Boris, that's the worst. Danonis is the middle. What's the name of the best choices field? Edit. Edit. Edit is the choicest. So what the Gemara here is saying, it's the Bechirta. It's the best of the Mesechta, and therefore it should be pronounced Idiot. Idiot from Edit, the choicest. Okay, I thought it was an interesting thing. So if you hear someone saying it's Mesechta Idiot, he's not saying the idiot. He's trying to say Edit as from the choices, the Bechirta. That's from this Gemara. Okay?
Idiosyncrasy.
Yes, it's not idiosyncrasy. It's the Bechirta. It's the choices, it's the best. Okay, I thought that was an interesting thing. So it's either Adios or Idios. That's the way to pronounce that in the Sechta. Okay, let's continue. So we said that he brought until the fourth hour. So, who said the following? It says in the Brisa, it's not a mission, it's a Brisa, which says that this refers to when they collected the man in the morning. It says, actually, Vilokatu ato baboker, and then it says, V'cham HaShemesh HaNemesh. They could collect it in the morning, and then when the sun came out, when it was Cham HaShemesh ready, it was very warm enough, the man melted in its place. When was that? The Brisa explains, the Arbishos. It actually melted at the fourth hour. Doesn't mean that was the fourth hour. How do you know it wasn't the sixth hour? The answer is because where it says by Avram, it says that he went out the Yoshev Pesach Ol kichom hayom. He went out to the heat of the day. So that's Harei Sheshos Amur. That's the sixth hour. What is the difference here? Well, Rashi is going to explain all this, and the Gemara is actually eventually going to say it outright. But just to understand it, when it's Cham Hashemesh, it means it's hot in the sun. But it's still a part of the day where it's cool in the shade. That's until the 10th hour, where it could be at that point hot but it's only Cham HaShemesh. Before the 10th hour, in the first 3 hours of the day, it's cool in the sun, it's cool enough in the shade. At the 10th hour, it's cool in the shade, but hot in the sun. Until noon, or at noon, I should say, it's hot everywhere. Hot in the shade and hot in the sun. And that's called Chom HaYom, because the Chom is everywhere, it's the whole day. Whereas the Cham HaShemesh means it's only hot in the sunlight, but cool in the shade. Okay. So then when the Pasuk had said by the man that it was Cham HaShemesh, that it was only hot in the sun, not hot everywhere, that means it's Barbashos in the fourth hour. So Mani, who is that? Lur B'Yehuda v'Lur Rabbanan. That's neither of those two opinions. One says the day goes, meaning the Yom goes until Chatzos. And Rabbi Yehuda says the day goes until the Boker, the morning, when you can daven Shachas is in the Boker, goes until, and including the fourth hour. Lower Rabbanan v'Lur B'Yehuda. So Ad Arbashos Nami Safra, according to Yehuda, even the fourth hour is considered to be Safra morning. Whereas this is saying, the morning's over, but Boker, you can collect your man. But after the Boker, it's Cham HaShemesh, that's already the 10th hour. It's calling the 10th hour Cham HaShemesh. That's not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would say, even the fourth hour of the day should be Boker, and not yet the time of Cham HaShemesh. So Gemara says, Yirabanan Atzchatzos, Nami Safra, according to rabbis, forget 10 o'clock. They would say the whole, till 12 noon, it's still morning time. You should be able to collect the man all morning. So Gemara says, Ibais Emer of Yehuda, Ibais Emer of Rabbanan. I can give you an explanation according to either one of these opinions. Ibais Emer Rabbanan, I can explain that the opinions like the rabbis, Amar Krab Boker Baboker. When the pasuk regarding the man says twice, a double language of in the morning, Chalkei L'Shnei Bukarim. What it means is, divide the morning in half. That's what it's trying to say. Eina Chanami. La Halacha, halachically speaking, the morning is all the way to Chatzos. But for the purpose of the man, it's a Boker Baboker. It's a half morning. Okay, that's how it explains that scenario, according to the opinion of the rabbis. The Baisema Rav Yehuda, and I can claim according to Shita Rav Yehuda, Ha Boker Yisei Rela Hakim L'Sha'achat. The fact that it says a double language of a Boker is to tell you 1 hour earlier. And the Chanami, you're right. Halachically speaking, the morning goes until and including the fourth hour of the day. Through and including. But Baboker tells you the collection of the man finished 1 hour earlier than the end of the morning. until the fourth hour, but not including the fourth hour, meaning 3 hours of the morning, and that was it. You could collect them on for the first 3 hours, even though technically, halachically speaking, 1 more hour is still morning, till 10 a.m. That's why it says, baboker, an extra boker tell you it's an hour earlier. The kuli alma miyas v'cham HaShemesh v'nameis v'arbashal. So everyone agrees that v'cham HaShemesh v'nameis means until the fourth hour. So my mashma, where do we see that means until the fourth hour, the Cham HaShemesh means that, as opposed to something longer. So Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amakra, the Cham HaShemesh v'nameis ezu isha shehashemesh cham v'atzel tzonein. When is it? It's hot in the sun, but still cool in the shade. Haliyomer ba'arbashos. That's until the fourth hour. Meaning the first 3 hours of the morning. No, until 9 o'clock. Meaning it's ad v'lo abachal. This is the one that's ad v'lo abachal because it's early. It's the or one. It's baboker. It's 1 hour early.
Beginning of it.
So the first 3 hours of the morning. It's cool in the shade and cool in the sun. But until after the third hour, at the 10th hour, it's hot in the sun, cool in the shade, until Chatzos, it's going to be everywhere. Okay. Where are we time was? Oh, we have a few more minutes. Okay, good. We'll be finished on time. So the Gemara now says, Tfilas HaMincha Ad Erev. We're at the two dots, right, in the middle of the wide lines here. Tfilas HaMincha Ad Erev. We said that Mincha, according to the rabbis, the Chachamim, you could daven until Shkia. Yehuda said, until Plaga Mincha. And we said that was Ad, Ad B'chal, but meant until the 10 hour and 3 quarters, meaning 4:45 p.m. So Amr Le, Rav Chista Le, Rav Yitzchak. Hasam Amr of Kana, Halachik Rav Yehuda. We had said, that when it comes to Shachris, we follow the Shita of Rav Yehuda. Hov Etznan, the Dechirta Kavase. Because we have a source in the Sechas Idios, that follows his opinion. So we pass in, right? We passed in, we know this, the halacha, that you can daven shachris until the fourth hour, and including the fourth hour of the day, not until chatzos. What about by mincha? Do we hold like Rav Yehuda, or do we hold like the chachamim? So ishtik, Rav Yitzchak didn't say anything, he didn't know. V'lo amr le, v'lo midi, he didn't answer. So amr Rav Chista, Rav Chista said, well, let's see, nechti anan. We have the following story. The Rav was with some other rabbis, and Rav was matzli shel Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos. Rav daven the tefillah of Shabbos, Ma'ariv of Shabbos, already mi ba'od yom, on Shabbos, be'erev Shabbos mi ba'od yom, while it's still daytime, okay, meaning wasn't middle of the day. He daven Ma'ariv during the time period of Plaga Mincha until Shkia, and the last hour and a quarter of the day, he davened Ma'ariv. From Plag until Shkia, he davened of Shabbos, Ma'ariv, like we do if you daven tomorrow at the Plag Mincha. You're going to daven Mincha before Plaga Mincha, meaning before the 10th hour and three quarters of the day. And you're going to daven Ma'ariv after that time point before Shkia. So Rav did just that. Rav did literally, well, it's like if you look at the BRS weekly, so you'll choose, he chose that minion. So Shema Amina Alach Rav Yehuda, must be old like Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Adrabah, wait a second. Only Rav davened that. What about the other rabbis there? Rav Huna and the Rabbanan who were standing there as well. Lohavi Matzli Ad Urta, they waited till nighttime to daven. So you see, from that Shema Amina ain't halachic Rav Yehuda. The fact that the other rabbis did not daven while Shabbos, Ma'ariv, until it was fully nighttime, shows you that they must hold like the Chachamim, because according to the Chachamim, Mincha is until Shkia, and only afterwards, once it's the sun, after sunset, they daven Ma'ariv. So we have conflicting things. Rav did one thing, the other rabbis did the other thing. Gemara says, famous line, which stay tuned for the Ian Chabur. This is what my brother-in-law, my other brother-in-law, Dr. Evan Lando, is going to speak about soon. The hash is itmar helchasa lo kamar velo kamar. Since we don't pass the halacha one way or the other, we don't specifically specify who the halacha is like. The avid kamar avid, the avid kamar avid. If you follow one opinion, that's fine, and you follow the other opinion, that's fine. And the Rishonim discussed what that means. You can follow either opinion, but certainly it means that both are accepted lahalacha. To what extent? We're going to discuss exactly in the Ian Chabur. What does it mean? When can you choose? How can you? Do you have to pick one derech in life and that's it? Like find the Rebbe and just pick which one? Can you switch back and forth? Can you do it at the same time? So we'll discuss that. Okay, let's finish up and let's give then the rest of the time to the Ian Chabur. So the Gemara says, so again, lahalacha for Mincha, you can choose, both are correct, halacha, you can either follow Rabbi Yehuda until Plaga Mincha, or you can follow the Shita of the Chachamim until Shkia. Okay. So Rav Ikal Lebei Geniva, Rav went to the house of this guy whose name is Geniva, Vitzali Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, and he davened, right, we just said this, he davened Ma'ariv Shabbos before it was nighttime, after Plaga Mincha. His Talmud Rav Yirmiyah davened behind him, the Achorei de Rav, the Siyam Rav lepaskus susid Rav Yirmiyah. And Rav, when he finished his Shemoneh Esrei, he did not pass lepaske lepaskus Rav Yirmiyah. He did not pass in front of the davening, the Shemoneh Esrei of Rav Yirmiyah. I mean, Rav Yirmiyah was davening longer than his Rebbe. Okay, he was a very impassioned Talmud. And he kept davening his Rebbe was already finished. He's like, what's taking the Talmudim so long? And he did not, he stood in his place, did not pass in front of Rav Yirmiyah. Okay, so Shema Amina class. We learned three things here. Shema Amina, number one, Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. You can daven even the Ma'ariv of Shabbos before Shabbos starts. And some say it's Tosef to Shabbos. You want to add to the time of Shabbos, make it earlier. Tosfos points out you don't have to do it all the way to Plaga Mincha, to Shabbos Shabbos even a moment. But you can even daven Shabbos early. It's not disrespectful to daven behind your Rebbe. And the last thing is, the last thing is, it is usher to pass in front of someone who's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Now, the Chayyadin gives two reasons. Oh, we'll just wait. One second. Let's just give the Messiah. The Messiah of Yeshua ben Levi, supports the opinion of Yeshua ben Levi, Dhamma Yeshua ben Levi, usher lavor connected to Mispalo. You're not allowed to pass in front of someone who's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Aini, is that really true? You're not allowed to pass the Rav Ami, Vervasi, Chalfei. They would pass in front of someone who davened Shema Esrei. We know that they did walk in front of someone. So our answer is, Rav Ami Rav Asi, Chutzal Arba Amos Halu Dechalfei. They passed four Amos in front of those people. Okay, so what that means is they were four Amos away. So you're allowed to pass if you're farther than four Amos, that's around 6 feet or so.
You can pass.
You can pass in front of someone, specifically in front, not behind, not in the sides, in front of someone who is davened. Why is that? So the Chayyadin quotes two reasons. Number one is that it is potentially distracting to the person davening Shema Esrei that people pass right in front of them. So it is essentially a bitul of their kavan, the mevatel, the kavan of the person. That's one possibility. The other answer he said, the other reason he gives is because mishum hashchina, because we know that the presence of the shchina is in front of someone who's davening Shema Esrei during that time of tefillah. and it is not proper to pass through or in front of where the makam, where the Shechina is essentially receiving the person's tefillos. So firstly, see how tremendous it is when you're Davish Master, what's right in front of you, right? And there's two possible reasons. I thought one chap, one nafkamina. Well, if a person is, I guess, Sagi Nahar, he's the person who's blind. So you're not going to necessarily disturb their kavana by walking in front of them, but certainly the Shekhinah is still there, so you still can't pass in front of them. So even if you tell me, but the person is so, they're not going to notice, you still should not pass in front of someone who is davening the Shema Esrei at that time. Okay, we're going to stop over here, and we will, the last word is almost Huta Chalfe. It's the last two words on the second to last line. We're going to pick up from here. On next week, we are exactly where we're supposed to based on the schedule.
All right.
All right.